Hello, world. I'm Greg Batten. Stand by for news and stuff. Well, what can I say? It has been quite a trip the last month. Home 4 days out of 4 weeks. I was so excited to get back to Fort Wayne and be live on the radio yesterday. Oh, got so ill, I nearly called 911 on Sunday night, could not breathe. I went from type A flu down in Tri-City to influenza and possible pneumonia on this end. What a time. Lord, what is happening? I know the enemy was very upset about our time at the Southwest Radio Conference there at Bristol, Virginia, Antioch Baptist Church. Wow, the books were flying off the shelf. It was a great time. So well received there. What a wonderful group located in the Tri-Cities area and over into Virginia. And it was just a special, special time for me. Thank you very, very much. And then for you to find out we were ill, just one Facebook comment, text, phone calls, one after another. God just, well, he really blessed me just with your caring and sharing and praying, such a big deal. I am so blessed as a pastor, as an evangelist, radio commentator. Thank you very much. I know Southwest Radio Church was really excited. The pastors Davis, talking about Brad and Josh, did a tremendous job hosting the conference. We are so grateful to all of you and the people who turned out from Antioch Baptist there in Bristol, Virginia. Again, just a wonderful time. Thank you so much. Continue to pray as things continue to grow. We had an hour-long talk show out of West Virginia last night, all on the demonic power. Happened to be a Baptist preacher talking about why Baptists ignore the spirit world and demonic activity in the lives of people. It was a great show. I don't know if they taped it or not, but hey, I wanted to tell you, by the way, that they have the 36 television series programs on Invisible War on the Saints. It was made available last Friday at the start of the conference, swrc.com, and it's not on the Invisible and the War Saints.com, not yet, but it will be. You can call 1-800-652-1144. That's 36 messages, video messages that we did some time ago. It's a little bit different than the book, and people say it's been such a help. That's swrc.com. Call 1-800-652-1144. Thank you so much. And again, I think I love you. What in the world is going on? Well, I haven't talked to you since I watched this gray-haired old man on TV last Thursday. I'm talking about him and the State of the Union. I am so glad that they told me everything is wonderful. What a buffoon. Go to the grocery store, Joe. Fill up your own car with some gas. See how much that U.S. inflation was stronger. Oh, much stronger than expected last month, introducing greater uncertainty over whether the Federal Reserve will lower interest rates or not. Yeah, everything higher, higher, higher. Boy, all of this is so confusing, isn't it? So what else is what's-his-name doing when he comes out of the basement? The so-called president submitted a $7.3 trillion budget to Congress. It would raise taxes on billionaires and businesses to put more cash into social programs, including Social Security and Medicare. But like all presidential budgets, they say this whole thing's got about as much chance of getting passed by Congress as a bill guaranteeing each American could have a pet unicorn. So it's mostly a statement of Biden's priorities for 2024. Dateline Orlando, Florida, students and teachers can discuss sexual orientation and gender identity in Florida classrooms, provided it's not part of instruction. Under a settlement reached Monday between Florida's education officials and the civil rights attorneys who had challenged a state law, which critics dubbed Don't Say Gay, The settlement clarifies what's allowed in Florida classrooms following passage 2 years ago of the law prohibiting instruction on sexual orientation and gender identity at early grades. Opponents said the law had created confusion about whether teachers could identify themselves as queer or LGBT queer plus, or if they even could have rainbow stickers in the classrooms. Other states used the Florida law as a template to pass prohibitions for classroom instruction on gender identity or sexual orientation. Alabama, Arkansas, Indiana, Iowa, Kentucky, and North Carolina, among those states with versions of that law. Boy, it was so much simpler when I was young. How about you, LGBTQ plus? See, the more you hear about this stuff, the mind begins to accept these things as facts and so opposed to the holy word of God. This country is so screwed up. It really is. You know it's true. Every day I get to add new things to my new book, The New America, A Flood of Evil. I'm at an age where I can talk about the way that it used to be and the way it is today. My, oh my. More to pray about, my friend. Where sin abounds, yep, grace does so much more abound. Sometimes we don't get it, but that's what God tells us. Well, oftentimes heading into the Caribbean, it's a dream life, whether you're taking a cruise or doing your own sailing or not always true. An American woman raped by an escaped convict sailing on her yacht in the Caribbean. The woman from Virginia, her husband, believed to have been killed after they were tossed overboard by the escaped fugitives last month. A spokesperson for the Royal Grenada Police Force told the Daily Mail that Antiba Stanclaus was charged by the Grenadian police with one count of rape on Kathy Brandall. This 25-year-old, along with a 30-year-old Ron Mitchell, 23-year-old Trevon Robertson, charged with two counts of capital murder for the deaths of Brandall and Ralph Hendry. The three murder suspects were also charged with escaping lawful custody, housebreaking, robbery, two counts of kidnapping. Brandy and Henry were sailing their yacht on that dream boating voyage in the Caribbean. The married couple of 27 years had anchored their yacht in Grenada's capital of St. George. The American couple's yacht, named the Simplicity, was located on February the 21st by authorities on a neighboring island in St. Vincent. No sign of the couple. However, law enforcement said the crime scene of the yacht was consistent with violence. The entire interior of the vessel and its decks were ransacked. The couple's possessions were strewn everywhere. Blood found throughout the boat. Dream vacation in the Caribbean. How awful. Pharmaceutical companies have filed a slew of suits. Around this country to get federal judges to invalidate a government program aimed at lowering drug costs for seniors by allowing Medicare to negotiate prices, as is the norm in many countries of the world. The fate of the program, which is a central part of Biden's economic plans, will likely be determined by the Supreme Court. The companies argue it's unconstitutional and would inhibit their ability to develop new treatments and soak you every time you go to the drugstore. Ridiculous. At least 50 people were hurt during a mid-flight technical event. I hope I never run into one of those. It's bad enough when we hit rough air when a passenger's injured because of what Chile's LATAM Airlines called a strong movement. Now, what is that? A strong movement on a Boeing 787 Dreamliner traveling from Sydney to New Zealand. Media reports quoted passengers saying the plane, which was carrying 272 people, dropped suddenly. Wouldn't that be scary? Many people, not wearing their seat belts, flew to the ceiling. Several people treated for minor injuries at the airport. 13 people had to be hospitalized. Oh, a movement, a strong movement. Yeah. I hear something interesting. I have to ask myself, why would it be rebounding? Vinyl records is so in now that the British government cares about how much it cost records have been returned to the groups of goods whose prices the UK uses to track inflation to better reflect current shopping trends in that country. After being booted from the British Consumer Price Index in 1992, it's back. People want vinyl records? UK vinyl sales hit their highest point since 1990 last year. Meanwhile, Billboard says American crackle enjoyers bought 50 million records in 2023. I'm not sure what that's all about. Huh. Well, sometimes it's amazing to me what news is. How can a picture of a woman be nearly the top story on all the TV channels? Like many amateur photographers, I do occasionally experiment with editing. No kidding. How about 37 edits of a picture of you and your three kids? The family photo of Kensington Palace posted on Sunday to mark the UK's Mother's Day was intended to shut down those overzealous conspiracy theorists questioning the Princess of Wales' health and her whereabouts following planned abdominal surgery that nobody has any idea what it was, but thanks to some really questionable photoshopping, it turns out to be more like trying to put out a kitchen fire with a nearby bottle of vodka. Yesterday, after major photo services pulled the image for being too doctored up, Kate Middleton apologized via X for any confusion the photo caused. It's a mess, but who cares? And I'm saying it was top news, ABC, NBC. It's just a picture, for crying out loud. Oh, I don't know. How about this one? I thought it was tried before and didn't work. Drivers who aren't too interested in following the law, that's a lot of drivers, have found a new hack to avoid paying any tolls. They obscure their license plates so the cameras can't capture the number and bill them. According to the Wall Street Journal, New York City's transit agency said it cost them $21 million last year, 130% more than in 2020, and agencies in Dallas and San Francisco estimated it cost them more than $33 million. So others take a DIY approach with duct tape and even face mask, according to the Wall Street Journal. Guess who I am? Good grief, Johnny Brown. Airbnb, they banned indoor security cameras in all their listings, so now you'll only have to worry about the cleaning fees there. Elon Musk, who is suing to force OpenAI to make its tech open source, said his competing company, xAI, will make the code for its chat box. Is that important? The Oscars. Do you watch the Oscars? That drew 20 million viewers with that Barbenheimer hype helping to make it the most viewed awards in the last 4 years. Who cares about these people and their movies, huh? The House is scheduled to vote tomorrow on legislation that would effectively ban TikTok, that Chinese company. Ban them from the United States of America. Man, everybody seems to use TikTok, don't they? I don't know about that one either. See, I keep telling you, it's more confusing every day, the world in which you and I live. History could be made today. Isn't that time again already? Fake President Biden, President Donald Trump expected to make their 2024 general election rematch official today. That's when the Democrat incumbent and his Republican predecessor in the White House are all but certain to officially clinch the two major party presidential nominations, Georgia, Mississippi, Washington State holding primaries today. With no major challengers left, both Biden and Trump expected to collect all or nearly all of the delegates up for grabs, putting each of them over the top and making them the Democratic and Republican presumptive presidential nominees. Now what? And finally, who said that? April Fool's Day is canceled this year because there's no prank in the world that's a bigger joke than what's running the country right now. Oh, boy. Oh, this one's good. For those of you unfamiliar with simple math, If you don't prosecute criminals, crime is down. Well, that's a good thought. As I watched and listened to that senile, angry old man last Thursday, I thought, since when is empty shells and doubling and tripling the price of everything in America considered building back better? Where's my Bible? Life 101 and our time in Bristol. Next, don't go away. Hey, want to talk about it? It's only been out a few days. You can get it, swrc.com. You can call 1-800-652-1144. What am I talking about? The video TV series, 36 messages on Invisible War and the Saints, different than the book. You need to get a copy. It's coming off, already has, I guess, off YouTube. Only available now through swrc.com. Call 1-800-652-1144. All 36 television messages on, well, the spirit world, my friend. Get in touch today. swrc.com. Call 1-800-652-1144. Thank you very much. Well, I wanted to relate some things that, well, so many people miss unless you're working in the spirit world. Spiritual warfare. Had some unusual things happen down in Tennessee and Virginia over the weekend. We were doing our thing on the spirit world, and boy, God just really did some special things, but the enemy was busy too. How so? Well, when I was brought from the airport on Thursday night late, I wanted to go down and watch a little bit of what's-his-name on TV and see what he had to say about how wonderful America is since he's been the so-called president. And anyway, that got boring pretty quick, so I just decided I'm going to just hit the hay. I'm tired. Headed back to the room. We were at Gunnings Baptist Church in the missionary apartment there. Headed back to the room, and guess what was sitting right in front of my door? A black cat that scurried away as soon as it saw me. A little bit unusual. That was just one of those things. Then we had some filming to do for the new website for Southwest Radio Church, and all of the speakers, I think there was 9, 10 of us, just saying some things about, again, Southwest and its importance to radio, Christian community, nationwide. The thing that was interesting is the man who was doing this, a professional from the Tri-City area, had all these cameras and lights. It was a big deal. I'm sitting there with the microphone on, ready to do my part, and one thing after another went wrong. His comment, I've done 8 of these in a row without a hitch. Now, nothing is working. Do you think that's a coincidence? I said, do you know who I am and what I talk about? He says, a matter of fact, I don't. I'm also well-versed on all the other speakers, and I know nothing about you. And that's something. We finally got things done, and yeah, we got her taken care of. One of the strangest things was Saturday morning. I don't know why I couldn't sleep. 1:15 in the morning. I'm in the room there, and right inside the door, there's the bedroom. And so I'm just thinking about some things, praying, talking to the Lord, wondering if I had done it right in my message to the audience on Friday. And I had some real strong thoughts about demons that I wanted to share. My mind was really there, and all of a sudden, the door just comes wide open. The door locks. You have to have a keypad to get in. It just opened up. Oh, on days gone by, I probably would have had chills from head to toe, but I'm pretty used to this kind of thing. So I got up and said hello and then closed the door. Oh, just one of the many that the enemy is so upset. But here's the key, my friend. I tell audiences this all the time. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. You go on battling him, so many. I talked to a Baptist preacher last night in a talk show out of West Virginia. He said, tell me, why do we Baptists, why are we so fearful of talking about Satan and demons to the point of sometimes preventing a speaker from saying anything in the pulpit about it? We've got it. See, we're supposed to be in a position where the enemy is afraid of us. Somehow, he's reversed that, and we're afraid of him even talking about him. Isn't that sad, my friend? So if you don't get it yet, let me share something with you, my friend. We are living in occupied territory. That's important for you to know. The devil, prince of the power of the air, he's running the show. But you are born again, filled with the Spirit of God, hopefully. And you can battle any of Satan's minions. Mark this one down, my friend. Everything in the world begins with the spiritual and the invisible. That comes first. Then comes the physical and the visible. And I'll give you a warning. Don't mess with the fruit and ignore the root. The enemy is out there. My people perish for a lack of knowledge. Give no place to the devil, lest Satan should get an advantage of us. Do not be ignorant of his devices. Read 2 Corinthians 10, 2, 3, and 4, where Paul talks about strongholds. Do you know what spiritual warfare is? Write this one down if you haven't heard it before. We are in the business, those of us who talk about, again, the spirit world and spiritual warfare, we are in this business, realistically dealing with sin and engaging demons to reclaim surrendered ground. His big thrust into your life is to scare you. Fear, any kind of fear coming from him, and he is the father of lies. Those are two of the biggies, my friend, in your life, fear and lies. I recall being interviewed by Alex McFarland while we were at the NRB down there in Opryland, USA. He said this, he had never heard in his lifetime a message on spiritual warfare. And he was excited that we had written about it in our new book, Invisible, WarOnTheSaints.com. Yeah. Satan hath hindered us, said Paul. Is he hindering you today? I believe that if you are serving God the way you're supposed to, you are constantly going to be hindered by the enemy. You haven't had any trouble lately? Everything been going pretty well for you? Are you sure you're living right, my friend? So often we just take, well, I'm a Christian, and therefore I'm protected, and therefore nothing's going to happen. Where did you get that baloney anyway? My friend, the day that you said yes to Jesus Christ, you crossed an invisible line. And then it began, that invisible war on you. It's a tough game the enemy is playing, but you have the victory in Jesus. You need not be a victim in all of this. You are the victor. It's time that you started acting like it. Christians are afraid of the enemy. I'll remind you again, the enemy should be afraid of you. You know, one of the most memorable things that happened during the conference, after I spoke the first time, sitting in the back of the church, the back pew, this gentleman came up, tears running down his cheeks. He said, I thank you so much, sir, for helping me. It doesn't get any better than that. And finally, I always laugh at my own jokes. I read about a law that you got to turn on your headlights when it's raining in Sweden. But I was thinking, how am I supposed to know when it's raining in Sweden? I know. I've been sick. Blame it on that. You've been listening to Hello World. I'm Greg Patton. News, information, and stuff like this every day. Thank you so much for being here. I do love you. And that's the way it is Tuesday, March the 12th, 2024. I am Greg Patton. God bless.